Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show!
With the Mario Brothers and plumbing a game, we're not like the others who get all the fame. If you think it's in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. So hang on to your seat. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You'll meet Koopas and Troopas, the princess and the others. Hanging with the plumbers, you'll be hooked on the brothers to the bridge.
I'm not going to say that I'm a fan of using that, but what I'm going to say is when we have a super show on, I'm a huge fan of using that. Now, by the way, if you don't know who I am, hello, I'm Matt Marrero, and I'm here along with
Anthony St. Andrews.
And we are those guys. But those guys aren't just us. I mean, there are a bunch of those guys. And there are also sometimes gals, which is just fine. So, yeah, so today we're doing This Week in Comics. What is it? This Week in Comics Beat the Clock Challenge 2-hour episode part 2.
Yes.
Because we were unable to do our show last week, so we took some of those comics, threw them here, and we must complete them in the 2-hour time limit, or else nothing will happen.
As you can see, the stakes are pretty high today.
Very high. I mean, like, what if, you know... What if? So today we are going to... Oh, by the way, if you want to call in and talk about the specific comic that we're talking about, you can't do that today because Beat the Clock Challenge. But understand something, right? Understand something. You can call in to listen in, which by the way, like, so let's just say, you know, you're listening to us on your internet, but for some reason you cannot, right? You might need to switch over to a phone. You can do that, actually. The number, 718-664-9468. Again, the number, 718-664-9468. If you don't press 1 when they tell you to, you could actually just sit there and just be on the line and listen in, which is nice. So do that. Or tell someone else to do that. If you know someone who wants to listen in, but they can't because of reasons.
Exactly.
So, yes. So today we start off with Outcast number 3. Now,
okay.
What did you think of that, Anthony?
I loved it. It's another case of those issue number 2 where it's a filler, but the best kind of filler. Because
right.
You see a lot of growth in the characters and even the backstory of some things that may have been hinted at in previous issues. But they expand on it, you learn more about it. And it was a very sad issue, too.
It really was. You know, it was a... But like you mentioned, I like this filler because of the fact that it's, you know, the difference between this and let's say something like All New Invaders is that they're building up new characters and there's no negative thing about it, where it just feels like, oh, you know, yeah, they are, it is a monthly series, but still it's building up these characters nicely, and it's, you know, and it's also a new series. So you need some time to build up new characters. You can't just, you know, it's very hard to just say, like, oh, here's a world. You know what I mean? Like, just,
exactly.
Just go along with it. So to have little things build up like this are nice. You know, I mean, of course this would be an issue if this is still going on by issue 10.
Exactly.
Right?
But it looks like they're going to speed things along pretty soon just by the fact that they keep throwing in this character that we don't know too much about, but every issue now he's made at least one appearance. So I feel like issue 5 is going to be the culmination of everything that's been set up so far.
Is it just me or is he Ian McKellen? Was that just me?
No, that was me too. I immediately
thought
Ian McKellen, and hopefully that happens in the Cinemax series.
Yeah, that would be nice. No, because yes, already the show has been picked up for a pilot.
Before the comic even came out, they announced it.
Right. But yeah, so basically, Ian McKellen, it was just great because like you meant, you know, like we said, when he just came out, all I heard was just, what was it? Just, oh, my pleasure. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay, Magneto. Just, all right, we're cool here. But, yeah, so, again, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. I mean, of course, it doesn't make our number one spot, but in no way was it last place, and it wasn't even in the lower tier, because we have to kind of give it a bit of a leeway, because, you know, you look at some of the other issues. Actually, you look at everything, right? And yeah. Even if it's a new series, they've mm-hmm. they're still dealing with characters that have been around for a while, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so we look at Outcast, and we understand what's going on there. And also, you can't say that it's not intriguing. You know what I mean? Like, if anyone thinks that it's boring, I honestly have to say it's just because you want more of a punchy, you know, kind of series,
mm-hmm.
which is okay, but in no way do I think Outcast is boring. You know, I think it's perfectly paced as of right now, and I mean, you know, with the ending, with that officer being introduced, we can assume that that will be how it picks up next issue.
Exactly, though it is going to be interesting, I think, to see the sales for this issue, because issue number two, much like this one, was somewhat fillerish, and the sales actually went down for that issue, interestingly enough. Like, issue number one debuted in the 11th spot, and this issue number two went down to 32.
Well, remember that any series will go down that much.
Mm-hmm.
In general, you know, like any series, it can be anything, even like Batman, Spider-Man, although those are really high up there in popularity in general, but most series, you know, you will do that no matter what, because, it, you know, you can have something debut at number one, but if it stays at number one for like the second week and the third week, or rather second month, third month, that's when you really need to take notice, because that's rare, even with television shows and ratings and things like that. After the first episode, there are usually drops.
Yeah.
You know, what matters is, and if you, I'm sure you don't know this just as of yet, but what matters is if it stays at the place where it is. Like, where, so what happened with the third one?
That's what I'm saying, we don't have the sales for that yet.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
So since we don't have the sales, it's a bit harder to, you know, work with that, because obviously this just came out, and sadly the sales are usually a month off. So we don't have the sales just yet, sadly.
Exactly.
But if we did, we could see. If it went down any lower, that would be an issue. But, of course, it could also be – what?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be interesting
yeah.
to see if the sales still stays the same, or even goes back up.
Right. I assume it wouldn't go up, but I hope and I would assume it would stay the same. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it got its drop off probably because, I mean, I hate to say this, but with the way the Internet is nowadays, someone could say, I really, really enjoy this, but there are so many other things in my pull list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I'll wait for now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'll get the trade paperback, which is upsetting,
yeah.
but I mean, you know, I can see that person's point. It's just it's upsetting because, sadly, the comic book industry thrives on the, you know, on the issues being bought, which is upsetting because a lot of people, you know, including people like myself, want to just wait for the paperbacks to come out because those look better on my shelf than issues do in a box for me.
Mm-hmm.
But so only time will tell. But obviously, storyline-wise, you know, just like Silver Surfer, it's doing very well. But the sales, sadly, do not reflect that.
Not at all.
No. But so moving forward, right, because now we move on to Supergirl. Supergirl, number 34, right? Superman Doomed, Last Son, Chapter 3, Electric Boogaloo. Yep, just complete. So... how do you feel about Supergirl, Anthony?
Here's the thing. Initially told you that I was a big fan of the issue, not as a part of Superman Dune, but just as an issue. And the main reason I say that is because reading the issue, it doesn't, in my opinion, the story that they tell with Supergirl, and I think the kid's name was Michael,
yes,
it didn't really have much effect on Doomed. It was more of a tie-in than an actual chapter. So it's kind of disappointing that they made this a chapter rather than a tie-in, because I think there's a lot more they could have done in terms of a chapter. Maybe they wouldn't have had to push the ending as much as they're doing, in my opinion. But I really liked it, if only because I'm a big fan of any comic book that has an issue where it's more of an interaction between a superhero and a civilian than just straight on, I will punch the monster and save you all. Like, there was a Superman arc, Superman Grounded, which didn't really garner too many favorable reviews from fans. But, and I agree, it wasn't the best story. But there were a few issues in there, like one where there's a kid that's getting abused by his father. You see Superman tackle that. You see Superman tackle a woman that's suicidal. Stories like that I love to read in comic books. So that's why this issue, for me, I really enjoyed.
I also feel the same. It's funny. I said correct as if it's like, correct, your opinion is correct. It actually wasn't wrong because I really enjoyed this story. It's just, yeah, it becomes problematic when you're supposed to tell me that this involves Doomed when really, if you know, you could have at least done – because the thing is, too, it also felt as if they were trying to do something that I enjoy it being done in certain ways. And what I mean by this is they were trying to go from her perspective throughout the entirety of Doomed. Right,
mm-hmm.
Which is nice, but only works when it's a tie-in. But when
exactly.
It's a chapter, that needs to be taken care of in about maybe 5 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then from there, she needs to be doing Doomed-related things. Not, it happened, you know, she remembered, little things happened, she was like, oh, who's this? As if it's going by her in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a problem. Because, hey, again, I like her, I like Michael, you know, I like their interactions. It's weird because she seems a little bit more, at least this version of her, seems a little bit more aloof to Earth customs than what I thought. Because, you know, again,
mm-hmm.
New 52, because it was funny how she was like, oh, that is Kiss. Like, I was like, Starfire? You know?
Yeah.
Or rather, you know, Teen Titans TV show version of Starfire? Okay. But, yeah, it was very interesting. But, and again, honestly, that kind of story would make me want to read. It would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Supergirl. But the problem is, yeah, it ended in a note, on a note where it's just, wait, so you're going to fight him now? Like, is this what we're doing here?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it just I feel like it had nothing to really do with the story itself because, I mean, it's just like, what are we going to do? We're going to have the final chapter be part of her fighting, you know, the cyborg Superman, and then what? You know, it's just... It just really didn't need to be there. It was cute, and I really liked
mm-hmm.
it. It was adorable, but it just, you know, that's kind of why it's not. It's really low, I think, this week for
exactly.
us.
Exactly. And going back to what you just brought up with the cyborg Superman, the fight between
right.
her and him could have easily been this issue as a chapter.
Exactly.
That I think would have been the better move.
Yep. Just, you know, it feels as if it's just to prolong money when really it's just, you know, for some fans, they would just drop off and not care. But then they know, oh, it's so far in that people are just going to buy it out of sheer, well, there's only two more left, and
exactly,
then just
yeah.
get thrown this at them.
Yeah, there's one issue
yeah.
left after this one, so, I mean.
Yeah. And
yeah.
honestly, I mean, you know, sadly, I feel like this is not going to end with a bang, but more with a whimper.
Yeah,
you know,
I
feel like this is going to get very low sales via TPBs. So we don't know how well Supergirl did, but were you able to find out how well the issue before Supergirl was?
I wasn't able to get an exact number, but in terms of placement, it was pretty. It wasn't too low. It was in like the 50s and 60s in terms of placement
right.
on from 1 to I think it was 400 or so.
Okay, so it's not too low, but would you agree that it's too low compared to what a Superman book should be doing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because again, Nova actually isn't so bad, because, you know, everyone here, oh, 50? Out of 400, out
exactly.
of every comic in
pretty
the United States.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I just
so
feel,
it's not,
considering
yeah.
its Bear's connection to Superman, I think it should be, in my opinion, in maybe the 30s or 20s, which I know isn't that far off, but out of 400, that's a pretty decent jump.
Oh, yeah. No, it is a pretty decent jump because, you know, I mean, you look at some things like Wolverine, the new Wolverine series that we just looked up for shits and giggles, and
oh,
we
boy.
Noticed that it went from 4 to 21 or something?
4 to, I think it was past 21, wasn't it?
It was 4 to like 27 or something like that.
I'm trying
we just
to
sat there. We just sat there and we went, oh. So, you know, so it's, I mean, I wonder where Superman Doomed is going right now because, I mean, we only have one issue left, which is that coming out next week or is that coming out next month?
I will check for you right now, actually. I'm pretty sure
all right,
it's
thank
next
you. Week. Well, right. Well, while you do that, let's, so overall, just summing everything up, wasn't the worst thing in the world, but it's, you know, for what it was, this is mostly a DC thing. For what it was labeled as, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
For what they told me it was going to be, wasn't good.
Not at
Say
all. Also, Doomed final issue is next week.
Ah, good. Good to hear that. All right. So now, moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we did Outcast number 3, Supergirl 34. Now Batman Eternal 20 and 21. Let's start with 20, shall we? bad.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn bad.
Yep.
And it's very interesting because, again, the age-old question of just, you know, will next week be good to try and get me in? Yes. Because 21 was really damn good.
That was
right?
Easily the best issue of the series so far, in my opinion.
I would agree as well. But starting off with 20, because heaven forbid we don't complain. The art was actually good. Let's complain.
Wait, no, let's talk about good things.
The art wasn't bad at all. It was a bit strange for Batman, but I will admit I did enjoy the grittiness of it all.
Yeah.
I think the problem with it just became the fact that it was just so much jumping to the point where every other page was a jump. And I don't know who thought that was a good idea. I really don't understand why we could, because the thing is, the stories that they were jumping from could have just been 8 pages, then 7, then another 8. Good night. Right?
Exactly.
No, it was just 2 pages here and then 2 pages there. Oh, hey, by the way, since we have another artist on here, he's going to render certain people completely different than from what you've seen. So it's to the point where I'm like, why does Falcone have a lion on his chest? It was completely atrocious, I think, in just the way it was handled and the fact that someone's going to have to one day pick up a Batman Eternal ATPB. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And just read through this and just be like, what the hell am I looking at?
Also, really quick, I must correct you. Falcone did not have a lion on his chest. That was Rex Calabrese, the lion.
That's what I'm saying. That was
That's the joke.
Speaking of the Simpsons marathon being on FXX,
that's the joke.
It's just, you know what I mean? Like, you're sitting there and you're like, huh, because the way the artists just, you know, portray certain people, like, people just get really, look a little bit different, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen, you know, it's kind of interesting, in Scott Pilgrim, right, in the back of those graphic novels, they actually have some of Brian O'Malley's friends doing certain illustrations of his characters in little mini short stories. And you can really tell how an artist can just completely shift someone completely.
Yeah.
You know. And, of course, you're reading Batman Eternal, and you'll definitely pick that up, where, unless it's Batman, sometimes you're going, I think I know who that is. Especially with a story like this, you should really be able to pick up everyone relatively quickly.
Yeah.
Also, Batman had a Batarang gun.
That
he had a gun.
That was very interesting.
Unless it's supposed to be unless it shoots hooks, because it's actually a grappling hook gun thing. Yeah, no. Batman had a gun. I'm not
sure where that came from.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Also, by the way, I know that Croc is meant to be black, right? He's meant to be African-American. But I think the huge issue is that they gave him this kind of vocabulary that made it so that it's like, oh, yep, you see?
Yeah,
you know?
I picked up
you see?
That immediately. I was just like, look, that's kind of off for Croc, in my opinion.
It
like,
is.
I understand the intent, but it was just a bit weird, like it was forced in there.
Thank you. Because I was going to ask, because I know that, you know, I read Batman comics as well, but I know that you have been reading them a bit longer than I have, and you've seen different stories, and I'm sure a lot of stories with Croc himself, so I was wondering if you've ever seen him speak with this kind of vernacular, because there's nothing wrong with it per se, but the issue is that it's, because hey, you look at Joker. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that short story. And he was definitely meant to be more of an African-American man who had a deformity. But here, he's completely a Croc, you know, who has eaten people. Like, it's clear. Like, there's no, like, oh, he has dark skin. No, he's freaking completely crocked out.
Yeah.
And
like,
for some reason...
The one line that completely caught me off guard is when him, Bart, and Batman are, like, falling from wherever the hell they were, and he just shouts, try to keep up, white boy. I was like, that's not Croc?
Especially when he didn't say that last issue or the last time that we've been seeing him in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge problem, I think, because it's fine if you're going to say, oh, no, but, you know, like, no. It's like, all right, fine, but he didn't do this while we were here. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like you can't just, you know, it's very upsetting because I know that's why, and people always say to me, you know, I always try to make the argument that, oh, at this point, you know, comic books are basically fan fiction. And mind you, in no way am I not saying that I don't want to get involved in that, right? But in no way am I speaking to Bob Kane right, about what he would want to do, especially when I don't want to, because, you know, he did not want to make Batman the exact way that it came out. But in no way am I speaking to Bob Kane, you know, and there's a lot of people that you can't speak to directly about their creation. So, you know, and the way it's being changed and everything, I mean, you look at something like what just happened, where it's just, you know, the way Croc was being portrayed, we'll find out that next week he has a completely different set of, you know, his vocabulary will be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's very upsetting because I understand, oh, well, you know, like, 'cause the thing is, the problem is I think too many people sometimes write thinking, oh, here's my interpretation, rather than saying, you know, hey, look, this is what they did. You know, you can change. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to alter anything, because I understand people saying certain things might not work on the big screen, or maybe, you know, certain things need to be changed as time goes on. I mean, sadly, Punisher can't be from Nam too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I served in Nam. 2014, old man. How old are you again?
33.
You know? So I understand that, you know, sadly, with, like, you know, certain things being changed as time goes on. But I think the big issue would be as if, you know, it's just, I don't know, there's, like, certain situations, like, it would be upsetting if, let's say, Frank, even though, you know, speaking of Punisher, even though he's not in a military-type situation, if someone goes, yeah, he's a military guy, he's always going to be shouting military commands at everyone. It's like, no, you know, Frank shouts military commands if the person that he's working with is a military kind of guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if he's working with Cap or something, but he wouldn't start screaming military stuff to, let's say, Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Because that would just be a hindrance, because Spider-Man wouldn't really understand what's going on. But that's the issue, where you just think, you know, you get someone in and they just go, yeah, no, it's Punisher. That's totally something he would do. And it's like, all right, but think, you know what I mean? Like, well, you know, and then I'll say, no, but you know what? It's my take on Punisher. It's my version of Punisher. I'm only doing this for 12 issues. You know, I'm only doing this for one issue. So that's what we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes a problem, I think. And, of course,
yeah,
it's going to keep on happening, and I'm not saying that I don't want to be a part of it because, hey, I do, thumbs up. But I do think it becomes an issue when it also gets into racial territory.
Yeah.
Because he kind of became a racial caricature. At least with Punisher, it's just, you know, anyone can be, you know, at war. Anyone can be at war, and anyone could, you know, be in the military and know those, you know, strategic, you know, the battles and everything. I don't know much about the military. The point is, you know, anyone can know that if you're there, right?
Yeah.
It takes a specific kind of, you know, thing where it's like, oh, it's Croc, and he's speaking like as if he's a very, you know, undereducated, you know, very, you know, African-American person, and it's upsetting because, yeah, again, he's African-American, but he's never spoken like that.
Yeah,
you
was
know.
Never made so blatantly obvious.
Exactly, unless, of course, you were reading Joker, in which case it was understandable why, you know, it was also, that also could be considered a different take completely on the universe.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there was never really a time where it felt like that would fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you look at something like, you know, Batman Eternal, and hey, this is another situation of, if this wasn't part of the main universe, I would accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you could just say this was just a fun little thing with, like, just everyone just appearing, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a fun little thing. But no, you're trying to tell me that this is part of the main universe. So you need to make sure that you're not doing anything crazy where it's just everyone will appear. We'll bring people back from the dead and then mess with their backstories so that they were never good at their job and that they weren't a big threat. We will
we're
do
not,
that.
Make no mistake, we're not bitter at all about certain characters being treated that way.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no. Just, we have no problem with people getting over Bat-God-Man. Batman-God. Bruce God, Batman, Batwayne. Fuck. Yeah, so we have no problem with that. However, here is your character that could never actually get over Batman. Damn it. But okay, so those. Oh, and also, here's one thing I think I did enjoy about Eternal 20. And tell me what you think. The spoiler thing at the end.
That was interesting. I can't say
I enjoyed
too much
it.
That I enjoyed it, because I thought some of the dialogue was a bit weird. But I did like it. I like that we finally see Stephanie Brown again after about 10 issues or so of her absence.
Yeah. My problem with it, and this is, tell me what you think. My problem is I enjoyed it, but my problem comes from the fact that I kind of sat there and I thought, but wait, because the way they worded it, it sounded like she said, you know, the entire town is going to hell. My dad is a supervillain. I am blogging on the internet, however.
That's what, yeah, I'm saying. That felt so weird. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if she was trying to say that this happened previously. Like, this is what I used to do. This is my current life. I am spoiler. You know, although it's funny because, I don't know, I like that it somehow managed to tie into current day like, you know, spoiler alert. And the fact that that's something that I don't think will ever go away unless there's some giant, you know, Armageddon.
Yeah.
Spoiler, there's going to be Armageddon one day. I don't think that'll, you know, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, that's, like, there are certain things that will one day go away. Like Twitter, I mean, if you want to freak out, right, one of my students was, you know, we were telling them, oh, yeah, like the, because I do speech and debate, you know, and I was like the Facebook page for the speech and debate group because, you know, we can contact you through that if there's any problems with, you know, the tournaments or whatever. You can't make it or blah, 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 right? And they were like, oh, we don't really use Facebook anymore. We're on Instagram. And I sat there, and I was just sitting there like, these two 14-year-old girls have found a way to make me feel old over something that should just be so young and new. You know what I mean? Like I'm not trying to tell them, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I love PlayStation, you know, 2, or I love PlayStation, I love Sony, you know what I mean? Like, nothing crazy like that, where like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm pulling out my PlayStation 1, or, oh, I'm pulling out my DS, and the kids are like, you mean your 3DS? Like, not even like that. Like, just oh, yeah, Facebook. Facebook? I mean, I know about it, yeah, but we just go on Instagram now. That's not even a form of communication. They're just pictures. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, everyone. I just read. No, I just felt like I just dated myself, and I'm not even that old. But anyway, point is that, yeah, so the spoiler thing, it seems like something that hopefully, right, can be timeless enough that it could work years from now. You know,
yeah.
No funny, weird internet slang for us. But I still would like to mention that, you know, the issue is that they really need to make sure that they know what they're doing about the timeline. Because, and I mean that only because right now it's just like, you know, we don't know if she was trying to say, I started taking up writing reviews and stuff after all this happened.
Yeah.
Also, and I know this also might, you know, seem strange to you. I don't know. It just popped into my head. The fact that she just had the costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to just go ahead and just assume that her 10-issue disappearance, she's been doing some pretty crazy stuff.
I hope so, because it worries me in the sense that I'm wondering if it's like, for us it's been 10 issues, for her it has been 5 minutes, because we still don't know what's going on with the day system there. And I say system because it seems like it's a Pokemon game, where it's just like, all right, so, like, you know, how long is it actually going on? Or rather in an anime, where it's just, you know, you have, let's say, Frieza in Dragon Ball Z saying, the planet will explode in 5 minutes. Takes about 10 episodes, which are 20 minutes apiece. So you're thinking, you know, no. You know, so, but of course, you know, there's so many, so that's the thing. It's like, so how does, because apparently in Batman land, right, time passes, like for everything that we're just like, oh man, that should have taken Batman so long to do. No, 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like apparently, like I'm just so worried that it took them 5 minutes to find out who, you know, like, of course it had to take them time to get to Brazil. But still, other than that, it just took them like maybe what, like 10 minutes? 15 minutes to find out who framed Barbara's dad, who framed Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm worried. I'm really, because again, it's just like, how long did it take to make that costume?
I'm also worried about time. If you're looking at Batman Eternal number 21, after Falcone hands Batman the business card that says, you have been cordially invited to partake in the devastation of Gotham City in 2 weeks' time. I'm wondering how long it'll be for us for those 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are getting to the halfway point, so hopefully a month. Hopefully,
yeah.
Just double that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that long, but hopefully a month, you know, nothing crazy. It could be worse, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so that's all the bad from 20, right? But let's move on to the good from 21.
Oh, man.
21 was awesome.
Best issue so far, hands down.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where they really did try to keep us in. So now we're worried about next issue, because it's probably going to be terrible.
I have a feeling it won't be, if only because, in terms of the writers, the writer tends to stick around for two or three issues continuously, and this is the first issue, well, in this cycle, from James Tynion IV, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. So
right.
He should have about one or two more issues before we switch writers again. So we got at least one or two more good issues coming.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that, at least.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, Anthony, I believe your phone line might be having some issues. It's getting harder to hear you.
How is it
You've
now?
Gone very low.
How is it now?
A lot better.
Okay.
Get closer to the damn phone.
I am not sure what happened.
All right, understandable. It's fine. Just want to make sure that everyone hears your amazing points because you're agreeing with me. Therefore, everything
you
say is right. So 21, I like the issue. You know, my only problem, I think, was the Alpha thing because, and here's my issue. Of course, Hodge came back, raw, right? So that's great. But the issue is that it just feels as if everything bad keeps on happening to Alfred.
Yeah.
And I say keeps on because we're in the Snyder era. So if something just happened to him in Death of the Family, right?
Yes.
Then it's understandable, you know, that it happens now. It might not be him writing, but he's damn sure as well overseeing. You know,
so no matter who you have writing, we are going to get some form of torture for Alfred at some point.
That's what I'm saying. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's like the whole Stephen Moffat scenario where, you know, you start seeing, you know, he's been working on Doctor Who now. If you don't watch Doctor Who, you should. But he's been working on Doctor Who now for the last, I'm going to say, let's see, Matt Smith 2010, about 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the head writer. And you can see how, you know, his style, which is still very nice, is still slipping through a lot when he writes an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he's not writing it still, you can see parts of him, you know, be there because, again, he is the head writer. So he can't just not look at something. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, it's going to go through, whatever. So you kind of see that here where it's just, we just had a situation where it's just, oh, no, Alfred, is he going to die? And it's just like, and now we have another one, and it's just like, look, Alfred's not going to die in Batman Eternal.
There is no chance.
No. If he did, holy crap, right?
Yeah.
But he's not going to die in Batman Eternal, which becomes, you know, part of the problem where, you know, you have a lot of these legacy characters that you know you're not going to kill, which is a huge issue, because it also kind of takes away the suspense from it.
Exactly.
Although he freaking manhandled him when he did it. That I think I was more shocked at the gore.
Yeah, that was some intense stuff right there. Like, I literally, when I turned the page to that big spread of Alfred and Hush, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was like, Like, because it's funny, because it wasn't even like, I'm going to inject this into you. No, screw the fear toxin. I'm just going to stab you with this thing. In
right
the neck.
Not even the neck, it was his forehead.
Right, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so it was just like, you know what, screw the idea, screw the needle, just give me a knife, man. And I was like, all right.
I mean, but, damn.
Yeah, but other than that, it wasn't the worst thing in the, you know, and of course it wasn't the worst thing in the world at all. You know, I mean, again, other than that little tiny thing, it was still an amazing issue. We got a lot of progression. It looks like we're going to some great places. And also, you mentioned the fact that the same writer is going to be on. Hopefully, you know, they're going to realize, all right, we're at the, not the end game necessarily, but we're in the middle of it where if we, you know, even though they might think it's far enough, if they screw up one little thing between this transition, so people can easily say, you know what, I've gotten half of this. You know what I mean? Like, I've given it a chance. You know, so if it's, like, revealed, oh, who's the main villain before going on or, you know, or something, some ball gets dropped where it's just, who's the main villain? Don't worry, you'll find out in issue 48. You know, if that happens, people will, you know, they will drop off. I mean, do you actually have the Eternal, the list of, you know, sales and the rankings? Do you actually have that on you?
I don't, but I do have a pretty good memory of what it was. It would constantly fluctuate. The beginning was very high in the top 10. It
yes.
dropped to the teens, then it dropped to the 20s, and went back to the teens for about two issues, and then it went back to the 20s again recently.
Right. So as far as we're concerned, because, yeah, I always forget that because Eternal is weekly, it's a lot hard to gauge it in the week and in the month that we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So sadly, we always have to bring up the rankings and the sales from past tense. But,
that's why we
the
have
point
to
know is,
for the August issues as of yet.
Exactly. But, I mean, you know, for all we know, it's funny. I can bet you money that what's going to keep on happening is when it's good, it's going to do very poorly, but word of mouth will be said that it's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will jump onto it, and then they'll realize it's being bad that week or that month, and
yeah.
then they will drop it again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a decent cycle because, you know, that's a huge part of the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah, still, being in the 20s, not a bad thing, but as a Batman series, pretty
mm-hmm.
bad with where
yeah.
Batman and Spider-Man are right now, where they should be in the top 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because, I mean,
and,
the solo
yeah.
Batman title is always in the top 10. I have never seen it gone below 10.
Exactly. But, I mean, hell, we've even seen, which is very upsetting to us, but we've even seen the, you know, Batman and a bunch of other DC, you know, their main titles be in Toys R Us, just in
yeah.
the comic book magazine rack, which is upsetting because obvious reasons, but it has been there, which is interesting because, you know, they just think, oh, yeah, you know, it's selling very well, and I'm sure people buy it from Toys R Us. I don't know who, but I'm sure some people do.
Yeah.
So overall, an issue like this would make me think, stick with it. Stick with Eternal.
Exactly.
But we also don't know where its future is going. So what we'll say is, if you're still here, I guess keep going. If you've left, I would argue not to pick it back up just yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We're not going to sit here and be like, oh, no.
Yeah, if it's
here's what you should do.
For a few more issues, definitely I would suggest coming back. But as of now, just maybe.
Exactly. Now, something that you should be picking up if you aren't already, Ghost Rider, the new
yeah.
Ghost Rider series, all new Ghost Rider. That series is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and even though this was another a filler issue, still, what I like, you know, giving it this kind of the same outcast, you know, bit of leeway,
mm-hmm.
They have brand new characters. This is a brand new setting, brand new story, brand new demon from hell, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So there, you know, there is a, you know, there's a good reason as to why things are being built up. And also they're doing it again in a way that I feel like isn't just, like, I remember, what was it? It was we're in issue 6. I believe issue 4 was a lot more, like, it was good, but it was a lot more of a filler type thing.
That was issue 5, actually.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Issue 5 felt like a lot more like filler than
mm-hmm.
this did.
Mm-hmm.
Where this, it just feels nice. It's a nice groove. You know, and of course, Eli is doing, not Eli, I'm sorry, Robbie is doing a lot of things that I think we would do, which is also nice that it kind of relates to us.
Yeah.
You know, where he's using his power to make money. And in no way, he isn't really hurting anyone. I mean, yes, he's hurting the other drag racers. But that's also illegal, you know.
Exactly.
So it's not like they put the risk of, you know, having cars with like certain types of modifications and things like that just by going into this kind of work, or rather into this kind of, you know, a hobby, if you will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's how I feel. Where it's a bit different than, let's say, you know, Spider-Man going into UFC. That jerk, just beating up Crusher and all that. But it's a bit different than that kind of situation where, you know, it's also fake, but I mean, you can see that when Spider-Man did it, it was more of like a UFC type thing where it's like, spend 10 seconds in the ring with, oh God, he just picked him up with one hand. Everyone leave. This man is a monster. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you look at, Robbie, and it's just, and he's also doing it for nice reasons. You know, for his little brother, and that's something that I would do as well, you know, for my family, if I had that kind of power that would allow me almost infinite cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to admit, though, I was a bit nervous. I thought Robbie was going to get shot. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I had a. It's like it's one of those things where it's like if he does, there's going to be a very specific reason for it. But I kind of thought he wouldn't, if only because he's the main character at this point.
No, what I mean is, I assume that it's just, oh yeah, you know what I mean? Like, damn man, you keep on winning. I don't know how. You know, some reason, I just imagine one of them go, you know what? This guy is cheating. Like, I'm not cheating. Well, either way, you can't take our money anymore if we kill you. So, I mean, you know, for some reason, I expected something like that. And I'm very interested how it's just, you know, each and every time, it's just, damn. You know, like, because he keeps on getting a lot of money each time.
Yeah.
And he's been doing this.
I'm very interested in the bar scene that I don't know if you caught it. But we're getting another Ghost Rider coming into this. I can't tell if it's Johnny Blaze. I think it's Dan Ketch, if only because of the hair is brown.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. See, I don't know much about Ghost Rider lore, so whatever you just said, I agreed with.
Johnny Blaze, the original Ghost Rider, is a blonde, unlike Nicolas Cage in the movies. But
are you trying to tell me that I'm not the Ghost Rider? Because I have this thing, and it's inside me, and it feeds. It hungers.
You promised you would never do that again.
Oh, I promise a lot of things.
But looking at this, it's definitely going to be Danny Ketch, especially considering he's coming from the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. So,
right.
Yeah.
Which is, I like that, those little tiny things that make you go, all right, this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's another reason why we mentioned before we really like this series, because just the little things like that where it's just, didn't have to speak, didn't see his face, all you saw was his hair color and where he was coming from, and you're like, I have a theory of where this Ghost Rider is coming from.
Exactly.
And who he is. Yeah. And it's nice because they gave us enough time, I think, to just be separate, to, you know, make Robbie his own man, his own person, and make the setting its own setting, right? And now we can introduce other Ghost Riders and have, cool crossover adventures.
Exactly.
You know, especially if, sadly, this may turn into a miniseries because of sales.
Yeah.
Speaking of sales, were you able to...
Okay. Yeah. So far what we got, first issue debuted in the 26th spot, selling 50,000 copies approximately. Second issue debuted in the 73rd spot. Third issue debuted in the 80th spot. The fourth in the 91st spot. And the fifth issue in the 137th.
So basically, screw this fandom.
Pretty much.
Like, I understood it with Outcast, sort of, but I'm a little upset because, and usually I don't talk about my race, but the fact that I am, you know, Hispanic, it's kind of nice to see a setting like this be portrayed, you know, like it portrayed as. So I understand the first to second issue drop off. It's the other ones that really get me upset because it feels as if it just turned into like, oh, well, no, whatever.
Exactly.
You know, like, you know, after the second issue, just, I really don't want this shit. You know, and it's upsetting because there was, you know what I wonder what it is too, by the way? I realize, and I'm actually, sorry to everyone, I went to race first when I have the strangest feeling. Everyone, just based on the fact that it wasn't a motorcycle, burn their copies.
Yeah, I had that feeling. Also the feeling that, and it says it is to say, people just go, oh, it's a Ghost Rider comic. Because in the past few years, Ghost Rider comics have not done that well at all.
Oh, I mean, at least. Okay.
This,
oh, understandable.
Yeah, before this, we had another new Ghost Rider, Alejandra something. She was the first female Ghost Rider. It was supposed to be an ongoing, got canceled at issue 10. And then before that, it was a string of miniseries. The miniseries were great, but it's the long-running series that never really worked well.
Well, hopefully then, if this does get canceled by 12... Right. Then, you know, after doing a huge kind of Ghost Rider reunion type thing, it would be nice to have more of Robbie. Because I will admit I didn't know enough about her, you know, about Alejandra.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't know enough about her. I saw her via the crossover with Venom.
Yeah.
I believe it was the Four Circles of Hell.
Something like that, I believe, yeah.
That's how I kind of got to meet her. And she seemed interesting, but again, I didn't know too much about her. I believe Johnny Blaze was actually her mentor.
Yes.
Yes. But anyway, what matters is that, you know, it was interesting. She was interesting. All that was interesting. But again, you know, didn't get to know too much about her. Now I know so much about Robbie that I just would hate if it's just, you were canceled. Next issue. Mm-hmm. You know, issue 7 is the last issue. See, come see us in the new, all new, cool, amazing Ghost Riders miniseries. No, I was liking this series.
Exactly. And I think that was the main difference between this series and Alejandra, although the sales are poor on this series. The series with Alejandra, there was no major character development with her. It was kind of just like, here she is, she's the new Ghost Rider, that's it. We didn't really get too much of a character. And
right.
With Robbie, it's like within one issue, people, I mean, you and me obviously, but according to Twitter, a lot of people love Robbie now.
Yeah. That's nice too, I think. A lot of people are getting interested, involved. And so I'm hoping that the sales either go up or I'm hoping that, I'm sorry, what did you say the last? Okay, so you said the ranking. Do you know how much they sold
or
no?
How many copies, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Number one was about approximately 50,000.
Right.
Number two was approximately 29,000. Number three was approximately 27,000. Number four, approximately 24,000. And number five, approximately 21,000.
Good, good, good. It needs to stay in that 20, in that range.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there's a, it's basically the idea that goes around that if it's in the 20,000 range, like just 20,000 or under, you're going to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the range where Marvel goes, no, not really, not anymore. You know, and they'll do it at the, in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at something like Superior Foes of Spider-Man, something that I love, that's actually getting canceled soon.
Exactly.
So because it's in that range.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sadly, even though, and it's upsetting because I would argue, and, I'll say this about certain comics later, but definitely bringing it up now, I think that they just need to have a lot more exposure. And it sucks because it doesn't, Marvel has the money to expose. So I'm wondering if they just feel like they don't want to waste it because they don't own Ghost Rider yet, like in movie format, right? They still, the rights are still with Fox?
For Ghost Rider, no. Sony, actually.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. But it isn't with Marvel as of yet, right?
As far as I know, Sony still has. Yeah.
Right, so I'm wondering if that also becomes an issue, where they're just thinking, oh, well, no, if we promote this comic book, then all of a sudden, Sony gets it up, oh, well, we got to make another Ghost Rider. and it's upsetting because I just think that we need, again, Marvel has money. We need a lot more commercials because, of course, here's the thing. Of course the public knows comic books exist, right?
Yeah.
Comic books exist. There are comic stores that are devoted to this, this sort of thing. Amazon carries books. So, of course, they would carry comic books. All of this is known. The issue becomes, what stories are in the comics. And I think there are people that don't want to do that kind of research. And honestly, they shouldn't have to if they just want to be a fan of something,
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to get people to jump in. And the problem is Marvel's just taking that approach of after 13, maybe 14, 15, just cancel the series. And then reboot it again, but not rebooting any story stuff. Just say, all right, after this amount of issues, just cut it off. Now it's issue one again, and the story is relatively the same.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's say Wolverine, and it was a big arc that ended, but all of a sudden after it ended, it's just all new Wolverine series. Daredevil, big arc, all new Daredevil series. Daredevil isn't here anymore. Read it. And it's, I feel like it's supposed to just draw in the people who don't know about comics to go, oh, issue one, instead of going, hey, but what if they never get into that comic book store? What if they never inquire about it because they just think, oh, yeah, Daredevil, you mean that Ben Affleck film? No, actually, his best friend currently has cancer. Like, that's a huge thing to draw people in. So they definitely need to promote their books a bit more because I feel like a lot of people don't even, like you said, they either think, oh, yeah, it's just some other Ghost Rider book, or they just frankly don't care because it's Ghost Rider and they know about Nicolas Cage and what he does and who he is. It's like, maybe not, maybe not. And it's like, no, that's not who it is at all.
Exactly.
That's not even the Ghost Rider.
it's just an imposter.
Yeah, right? Not even the one that you're thinking of. Oh. But anyway, so we have that, right? We finished Ghost Rider. And of course, again, as we said, keep on getting it. And if you haven't gotten it yet, honestly, pick up 5 issues. It's worth it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And of course, right, we move on to all new invaders. And I say of course because, of course, all new invaders has to appear. And of course, it has to be completely confusing. Because heaven forbid, it was just good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, please, tell everyone how you felt about this issue.
I mean, I'm just here for Winter Soldier. The rest of this is all just, like, whatever. I mean, I just honestly want Winter Soldier to just get off the team somehow so I can drop this book. Because it's getting to the point where I just have no interest in the story. And they're bringing back all these classic characters and terminology, which is great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's fine if you bother to explain it and use it in a way that will not throw off somebody who picks up the book because, oh, it's Captain America on the cover or it's this guy that looks like the Human Torch. If you have someone that picks up the issue for that, they're never going to pull this thing because this is it's very in-depth with all the classic stuff. Like, there were a few terms in here that I had no idea what they were even talking about. I mean,
and this is Anthony here, everyone.
Yeah, the Deathlock thing itself, I have no knowledge of Deathlock at all, other than that. I honestly thought there was just one Deathlock. I had no idea that there was that many.
And I like that, because they explain that.
That I get. But then there's this whole last page thing, where they're in the middle of a fight, the fight ends, and all of a sudden they're like, my God, he's been lying his whole life. He's a Martian. What?
Yeah, I think for some reason they're trying to stick with this, like, either they want to be a cult classic, or they're trying to do a thing where it's just, you know, like, oh, hey, so you're going to be interested now, right, because of how different this is, right? No, I'm going to be turned off completely.
Yeah, because it was just so, there was nothing about it that seemed important to the story. It was, like, merely for shock value, in my opinion.
Exactly. And also, you know, it was a guy that was very much, you know, like, oh, because I don't know, I felt like, tell me if I'm wrong in saying that guy never existed.
The main bad guy,
yes.
Dagmar, whatever his name is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard of this guy before.
Exactly. So I can safely assume that, you know, either they made him out of nowhere or he's been a thing, but he's been so, you know, like, very low profile. Right?
Yeah, I'm going to look him up now.
Thank you, as we're on the phone. But the point is that they gave him so much, and honestly, I eventually became interested because at first I wasn't interested. Then I went, Matt, you know, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. They're either introducing a new guy or they're giving this guy some really cool backstory. Let that happen. And I was like, you know what, me? I'm right. You know, that's what I should do. And all of a sudden it just turned into, and then he's a Martian. And I was like, you know, honestly, I'm starting to, I don't know why, even though Winter Soldier is here, why would you not wait until the next arc? Because it looks like, I mean, I can understand you wanting to give it maybe one more issue, but even though he's here, it looks like he's doing nothing of relevance.
Pretty much now he's just trapped in a room full of people that want to kill him, apparently.
Yeah, that they don't even show a lot of.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I understand your love of Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't just... There's a reason why I don't buy everything that involves Batman.
No, exactly.
You know,
I'm thinking once this current arc is over, I'm definitely probably going to just drop off. Unless it somehow gets amazing, but I doubt it.
Which can happen, but yeah, of course, I doubt it as well. It can happen, but very hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's funny because we could just talk about how bad it was, just, you know, just whatever, for so long. But all I'll say before we have to go, before we move on, is that... This is definitely an issue. We looked at Ghost Rider, right?
Mm-hmm.
We looked at Outcast, and we saw that these series were still able to, you know, be slow, but give enough development that really made everything good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where in this case, it just managed to be so slow, especially when, here's the thing, the other ones were slow, you know, after giant battles or something. This, for some odd reason, just like Supergirl, right, decided to just keep a slow pace out of nowhere, you know, or it's just, like, imagine if in a movie it's like, oh no, the two characters are about to punch each other in the face, and if they hit each other, the world will explode. I don't want to know about that main character's puppy from when he was 10 years old. Why are we... Are we going to sit here for 10 minutes and just see footage of a puppy?
Exactly.
That's what we're doing. Where it's not even, and I'm not even going for the whole, oh, that's so random. No, it's just the, let's all wind down from the really good action, kids. You know?
Mm.
And there was a lot going on, I think, especially with the end of last issue and with all new invaders that made me think, whoa. You know, I don't know a lot about Deathlok, but I just thought, whoa, you know what I mean? Army of Deathloks? Like, the fact that his name is Deathlok, I was like, dude.
Exactly.
Dude. Right? So it's like, all right, I'm sold. I'm here. And it's,
yeah.
And they were just like, well, you're sold, Matt? Well, you shouldn't be. Because here's this guy, you know, because here's a sad backstory. Or, you know, of a German man. It's like, all right, I'll sit here and I'll take it. And then, but he wasn't ever a German. He was actually a Martian. Are you? But anyway, have you found out anything about this man?
No, apparently this is a new character. There's nothing on here at all about him.
Which is even worse.
Exactly.
Because it's really funny how we always say, guys, make new characters. But we start to learn that it actually might be a lot harder than what we and what other people think.
Exactly.
Because we see these, you know, these quote-unquote new characters. And I don't know about you, but it's just, you know, you look at Silk, and I was like, all right, you kind of had me, but you still didn't do the best of jobs. Now we have this guy, and it's just kind of me sitting there going, you need to not even try harder. Just you need to try and do something a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So that is where we are with all new invaders. If you already have it, I guess keep up with it. You know, I mean, honestly, it's your call, actually, because, you know, I mean, if you thought that was completely unworthy of anything, you know, just like, they're not worthy of my love, then you can drop them. But we think we would honestly give it to the end of this arc, you know, if
yeah.
you're actually looking at us for some kind of opinion. But if you don't have it yet, if you're like, oh, all new invaders, what's that? You don't have to worry your pretty little head. You can
I
go to bed.
I honestly, in good conscience, cannot recommend this at all.
No, just, it's really funny how it's just, you know, I remember once my uncle who's, he's very much a hippie, he was like, oh, you know, if you ever paid, would you ever, you know, like, not only sell out, but kind of like, you know what I mean, like, promote something that you're not too comfortable with, not if it's all new invaders.
Exactly.
Is there all new Avengers? Does that exist?
I don't believe there is one yet, but there probably will be soon.
Yeah, all new Avengers. It's the old class of Avengers getting back together to do wacky stuff.
I take it back. It is coming out soon.
Oh, God. It's slipping into my psyche. But yeah, and by the way, let me also clarify something before we move on. I want to mention to everyone, we obviously both know, Anthony and I, that there are promotional things for comic book fans on the internet. So it's not as if everyone is going into a comic book store going, I don't know what's coming out this week, right?
Exactly.
But the issue becomes, you know, if someone, you know, you shouldn't have someone just remember for nostalgia's sake, whatever, you know, oh yeah, Daredevil. You know, that was a cool movie. I sort of, you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, Ben Affleck was in that. All of a sudden look up the movie, that's Marvel related? You know, Macaulay Culkin face? Wow, that's Marvel related. No way. Oh, and are there comic books about it? It's like, you know, and it's some of us listening might be like, oh, that's silly. That's silly, Matt. Who would do that? New comic book fans. You were one of them once. All of you. You know what I mean? All of us were, you know, we're once new comic book fans, even if we were five at the time, right?
Exactly.
At one point, all of us were new comic book fans. So it's just a huge issue where it's just, oh, you know, it's like, oh, hey, you know, you want to follow the new Spider-Man? It's like, you know what? I do want to follow the new Spider-Man. Strangely old person. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, what? Okay, like, I guess I would. Oh, boy, what you got to do is you got to sit down and you got to look up everything about it ever. Okay, I don't know why your voice went like that. You know, it's like, you got to make sure to go on to, you know, this comic book list to make sure that it's coming out this week. But what if it isn't? You wait until next week. You know, you just got to sit there. Oh, and also, you should probably look up what's going on in the story right now. Well, where do I want to look? Like on Wikipedia? No, because you'll be spoiled about everything else on Wikipedia. So where do I go? You know, like, and then you have to, like, look up all these different sites and then gain these different sites, which could also be news sites, which will also spoil you on future events while you're trying to look up what's currently going on, just so that you're caught up.
Especially since Marvel released solicitations, like, 5 months in advance.
Exactly. So you can just be like, wait a minute, I already read about this happening. Why am I reading it only now? It's like, you read a solicitation, sir or madam. Yeah. So that's, we want to clarify that. Of course there are, you know, different types of, promotional, you know, stuff, but not for the casual, which is upsetting because we're not saying that we should become such a, you know, like, oh, let's let people who don't know about comics, you know, like, change the way people who know about comics, you know, whatever, right, you know, because we don't want that to happen. We don't want it to become a thing where it's just, you know, but what we do want, at least Anthony and I, we want more people in the fan base because we're not, you know, we're not just some amazing secret club, especially not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
We need these sales to kind of boost, you know, we need people to come in to boost these sales because if we had more people, you know, knowing that not only they're Ghost Rider comics, but that they don't involve Nicolas Cage in any way, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that I can go up to today, like in my circle of friends who are and are not Hispanic or at the very least who are usually minorities, you know, at least that much, right? And I can say, hey, did you know that there's a minority, you know, there's a few minority Ghost Riders? And they'd be like, what? Excuse me? You know? I thought it was Nicolas Cage. Like, no, not just Nicolas Cage. You know what I mean? There are other, same thing. I'm surprised that there are still people who don't know that Miles Morales exists.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Right? Like, have you sat there and, like, you know, like, have you ever seen someone who may be African-American, sometimes not, and just go, honestly, the problem is that there's no black Spider-Man. You know, why is there not a black Spider-Man? You just sit there and you're like, I'll wait for them to finish.
Exactly.
Just with a giant smile on your face, I'll wait for it. I'm going to wait for it. I mean, what do you think about it, Anthony? What I think is, right, just extremely excited, that you're wrong.
Just shove the iPad in their face, showing them the cover
right,
of the first issue.
Right, right. But you pull the iPad away and go, however, you are correct. There is a certain degree of racism in comics, and I do understand all of your points. But for the fact that you said that there was no black Spider-Man, wrong! Like, you're like, okay, Anthony, I understand. Just stop doing cross chops in my face. Wrong! But seriously, yeah, so that I do think, though, that we need to start, you know, again, Marvel has money. Start promoting better. Don't just think, well, we have a Comic-Con. You mean the one that you have all those movies at?
That sells out within 2 minutes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly. So that a casual fan, like, that's the thing, too. Sells out within 2 minutes. I'm sure all the casual fans were really sitting there, you know? No, it's people like us who are getting the tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, let's actually talk about the comics today, shall we? Batman Superman 13.
Mm.
I liked it. I really did. It obviously it isn't the top, you know. It didn't wow me completely, but I am enjoying what they are giving, you know, via, you know, cuz it just feels like a nice, you know, kind of alternate shenanigans, you know, compared to what's going on with everything else.
Exactly.
You know, the big problem though. The big problem becomes where, okay, which Batman and which Superman are we dealing with? And
I would really love to know at some point.
And we're not going to say, you know, obviously we know, we both sat down, Anthony and I, and we discussed this with freaking, we flipped around our Batman Eternal chart, right, the whole giant web of events. We flipped that around, and we used Batman and Superman, you know, on the other side. And the reason why we bring this up is because of the fact that, so at first it was like, oh, you know, this is the Superman and Batman in our universe from 5 years ago.
Mm.
Pretty normal. Nothing weird about that. The issue becomes, but then, you know, their minds were erased. But we recently, you know, the whole Batman and Superman, and I will only call him Ant-Man, even though he has a completely different name, and he's from DC. I will call him Ant-Man for as long as I can try, for as long as I can get away with it. So they met Ant-Man in their universe now, who, you know, he used to be part of, you know, DC, but I guess in their universe they wanted to give him a reboot. So they did that, and, you know, but I don't know if they did that 5 years ago
mm-hmm.
or if they did that in current day. Because I'm fairly certain they did that in current day.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain, if only because of the Superman suit.
That's what I'm saying. And it's the same suit in issue 12.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think that we now have, and I want everyone who's listening to sit here and to really have to reflect on this. We have Batman looking for his dead son, right, trying to revive him from the dead, at the same time that he's trying to stop Gotham from exploding, at the same time that he is trying to stop Superman from dooming us all. With all of this, he also forgot, he has no memories in an alternate universe. Which may tie into Future's End, which so might not be an alternate universe, might just be the future.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to see where this goes, but I'm not saying that I didn't like... Like, I like the idea of Batman and Superman don't know who they are. They're in an apocalyptic world. They need to sort of save it while not even understanding what they're doing because they're just really good guys. Right?
Stuff going down.
I like
down.
That.
Comic.
What?
Stuff is just going down in this comic. That's pretty much... That's a good summary. But what's interesting is I actually just looked up the description for it in the solicitation. A new arc begins following the events of First Contact. The worlds of Batman and Superman come to an explosive clash as something terrible happens to the world's finest team, and the Dark Knight, who is not quite himself, must team up with Lois Lane to find a missing Man of Steel. Meanwhile, Selina Kyle encounters a person of amazing strength who has no idea who he is.
Yes. What's interesting is, by the way, I also would like to mention this. For some strange reason, it looked like Selina Kyle did not know that that was Superman.
Yeah, I had the same thing occur to me, too.
Which is, so yeah, I'm very confused about what's going on in their world right now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for all we know, it still is considered the past.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just into, or maybe they were just, regardless, whatever, they were thrown into an alternate universe again.
Mm-hmm.
But am I wrong in it saying that it was going to continue in Future's End? I'm wrong, aren't I?
I don't think that it was going to continue. I think that was just going to be what the next issue is about.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Because it implied that this whole, whatever's going on right now in their universe, in that
mm-hmm.
timeline or whatever, is going to tie into Future's End.
Yeah, I just opened it to the last page right now. And it says, next issue, 5 years later, Batman and Superman are enemies in DC Comics Future's End.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, for some reason I was thrown off.
I'm also very curious, because I'm looking at the last page, Superman's costume, kind of. I'm wondering where he got the WWE belt.
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
I'm unable to look at this right now, but you bet your ass I'm going to make sure to post that on our Twitter later, Those Guys Radio, and make sure that all of our followers, which you can be one as well, make sure to comment on it.
Because that's just, like, out of nowhere. In the beginning, he's wearing a tattered red cloth around his waist. Now
yeah.
he shows up with some pants, a WWE Superman belt, and some gauntlets. So,
I mean, it can happen. You can actually create Superman in the newer games.
Yeah.
Do you have WWE 15 pre-ordered? Because you should.
I did not know this was a thing.
Yes. If you get it pre-ordered, you can get free DLC Sting.
Well, then.
Yeah, from both eras. Not new Sting, because, I mean, the older Sting, which is like Surfer Sting, and the Sting that looked a lot more like, speaking of comics, getting back into comics here, the Crow.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Heavily inspired.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he had a damn crow on his goddamn... is Sting inspired by the Crow? Matt, there
ever
was a crow.
So
yeah, there was a crow on his shoulder. I mean, he came down from the rafters. Like, he was on the rafters, you know what I mean? Like, he was hanging around, like... But was he heavily inspired? Son of a... yeah, pretty much. But he's still cool. And of course, yeah, if you make sure to pre-order the game for whatever system you're pre-ordering it for. I am getting it for the PS3, Anthony. You can make sure to... Yeah, I'm not even play. You can make sure to get Sting for free. DLC. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
And if you like us on Twitter, you can get nothing other than our love and funny cat pictures.
And
like us, damn it, if you follow us on Twitter. Right. So, but yeah, so this wasn't a bad issue. Just a little weird. But
yeah.
I'm a fan of the story. You know, it's still up there. Not the best issue this week, but it's still pretty much up there. And I don't know if you noticed, they made a Quantum Leap reference.
Yeah, I caught that.
That was amazing. If anyone doesn't know about this, well, first off, Quantum Leap, very good show. Late 80s, actually more like early 90s kind of show. It was very interesting where it was basically the main character tried to make a time machine, and he kind of failed, but what happened was the machine is kind of bumping him. Well, they kind of even make references to, like, if it's a god kind of thing, like, you know, like a spiritual kind of thing, because what happens is he only leaps. And, you know, he leaps, basically, into different people's bodies, life to life, moment to moment, and he only is able to leap away from that body when something, you know, goes right where it once went wrong. Meaning, if someone, let's say a father, you know, manages somehow get his wife and kids killed in a car crash because he was drinking, right? Sam would have to, you know, Sam is the main character, would have to know and understand what happened, you know. Even if it wasn't drinking, maybe it was just they were arguing and then they got into a car crash. If Sam can change, because it's his body, he's not really sharing it with the other guy, it's just his. He's in there. So if he's able to change that, you know, what happened, then he'll be able to leap out. Hopefully not while driving. But he'll be able to leap out and hopefully save that family, right, from dying. Because, let's say, in the original storyline, it was supposed to be a thing where the dad survived, but everyone else died. And then that dad killed himself or something. You know, a horrible situation where he can write and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, but every single time he was in a new body, he would look into the mirror and he'd be like, oh, boy. Or something would happen, and he would, you know, where he would, let's say he's just a teacher. He immediately pops into a teacher's body. Sir, what do you have to tell us about, you know, the story? Looked at the book, never read in his life. He just sits there, and the episode ends with him going, oh, boy. Right? So to have Batman just look in the mirror and go, I'm dressed like a giant bat, oh, boy. I freaked out. I was so excited. I'm getting chills. I was just like, ah, because that's one of my favorite shows. So
I knew you were
going to
get it as soon as you read it.
Yeah, I was just so excited, man. I was like, ah! Because I sat there, I thought, did they really just make that? And what's nice, too, is that if you look at the opening credits for, you know, for Quantum Leap, he does the exact same turn into the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of bend of, like just like, oh, let me see in the mirror. Oh, boy. Oh, man, I was so happy. Ah. But that might be the best part of the issue, I would say, for me. But anyway, right, so that was nice. And, of course, we move on to Amazing Spider-Man number 1.4. Anthony, what did you think about Amazing Spider-Man number 1.4?
I was pretty happy with it. I like it. It's definitely a I lost my train of thought. It's definitely
a thing.
Happier than the last one.
But then it immediately turned for the worse because Spider-Man luck.
Yeah, things were going downhill for Spidey towards the end. I do, however, I'm enjoying, his name is Clash, if I'm correct, lot more than I originally did.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm enjoying...
His character development's definitely getting up there.
Yes, and what I enjoy more than Clash, even though I love Clash, I'm enjoying the idea that Peter is understanding what he did wrong. I was a little worried we were going to keep going with the, you know, like, oh, damn, I don't know what happened. You know, this Clash guy is just a jerk. No, he's actually realizing, you know what? Yeah, I egged this guy on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all me. That's
the
problem.
I loved the last page, too, when he just said how he's lost and he just sits by Uncle Ben's tomb.
Yeah, and he said he was sorry.
Yeah.
That was hard. That's what I'm saying, where, like, it went really high up, and I was like, this isn't right. This isn't Parker luck, damn it. But then, of course, I remembered, oh, yeah, he's not Spider-Man right now, so he needs to have his giant fall. Immediately tumbles. I mean, completely, to the point where it's just, I mean, everything. Like, it was to the point where, like, I wanted him to, like, walk into his house, and Aunt May's like, get the fuck out. Like, just... Like, everything is going wrong. Just, Aunt May, what's the problem? The problem is you're a douchebag. Get the hell out. Get out of my house. She just beats him with the frying pan. Get out of my home! You're not welcome here. Your Uncle Ben would have wanted you murdered. You know? I was, like, it was just going so far down the rabbit hole. I was like, damn, like, this is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That feels like some really edgy teenager would write that, though. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, just Like just Aunt May just going, Uncle Ben would have wanted you murdered. Okay. Because that's something Aunt May would say. I'm really worried that one day in our lifetime we'll get that written completely in canon.
Yeah.
Like, no toxins or no anything to, like, delude her or to make her think that she's talking to, like, his murderer. Nope, she just says to Peter with a straight face, just, Uncle Ben would have wanted you dead. Have a nice day, honey. Like, just completely, I'm worried. Are you worried about the future with comics?
Incredibly so.
Okay. But anyway, it was interesting because, of course, this issue wasn't the, you know, just Amazing Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But for being what it is, I will admit I would like more miniseries in this way, you know, where it's I think the problem, though, is that, you know, and it's not a huge thing. It's a little tiny thing. They've introduced a lot of people in this series. And by doing that, it feels like a situation of, oh, we're rewriting history. And I say again
mm-hmm.
because we mentioned this with Silk. But, I mean, hey, you know, we are, you know, it's been going on since the 60s, so obviously everything can't stay the same. I will admit, though, there were a lot of things that did ring true, you know, like him and Betty Brant. Betty Brant? No, Betty Grant.
Brant.
No,
you're right, Brant.
Oh.
Yes.
I love that, by the way, just Peter Parker, Betty Brant, Green Goblin.
I was about to say, Spider-Man characters often have double letters for both of their names.
Yeah.
Even JJ.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, he was JJJ. He was extreme to the max.
And I'm pretty sure even Clash is Clayton Cole.
Oh, my God. That's actually amazing. I didn't even think about that. That's actually really nice because, obviously, this is new. So that's a nice little nod
mm-hmm.
to the time period.
Yeah.
That's actually really nice.
Even the way the characters talk in this, like Peter's reaction to Betty Brant when she called him cute, whoa, is she having me on?
Yeah, I was just so weird. When he said that, I was like, well, Peter, when you explain to me what that means, I will be sure to get back to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I was like, it's funny because it's like I heard that. It's just like, is she having me on? Like, you mean like punked? Is she having you on punked? Is she? I'm so confused.
Also, it is correct. The guy's name is Clayton Cole.
Thank you. Also, by the way, even though this is a miniseries, were you able to find out how much this series sold?
Not exactly. A few issues. I wasn't able to find for 1.3 for some reason. But 1.1, 1.2, and 1.5, and 1.4, rather, were all in the top 10.
That's very interesting, and it's the Spider-Man effect.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm wondering why they haven't, and I'm going to use this word just because, hoard him out to other series. Like, I know they probably did back in the day, but recently...
Yeah, I was going to say, back in the day, they definitely did.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't do that a lot now, or not even a lot, just in general now.
Mm-hmm.
It shocks me when you think about it. It's like,
yeah.
he could easily, I mean, it would suck because... Okay, it's a situation where I think maybe if you, like, did something where, or at the very least, like, do something where maybe Ghost Rider appears in his series. I mean, you know what? That's what they've been doing. Because, of course, they're going to make it the Amazing Spider-Man so that people will always read Spider-Man. But then all of a sudden they'll see Nova and be like, oh, this kid is cute. I like this kid. I want to read more of this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They should do that with Ghost Rider if it doesn't end by the time the storyline is over. Because... Because the thing is, I want this series, this all-new Ghost Rider series, to get a lot more exposure than what it's currently getting. And I know it's Ghost Rider, so it's not that popular. I just don't like that it is already in the cancellation range when it's actually quality material.
Exactly. Like, honestly, I've read at least a little bit from every Ghost Rider series that's been going on, and this is probably my favorite Ghost Rider, like the one I've enjoyed the most, next to the Danny Ketch series.
Right. And it's upsetting because, you know, and also you look at Superior Foes and it feels like, you know, I'm starting to hate our fan base. I feel like there's just a lot of people that, you know, and it's, okay, I understand if maybe people are waiting for the TPBs, maybe they're not actually, you know, getting the issues. That doesn't matter to me. Even though it sucks that, you know, they rely on issues more. That I understand. I think I have a huge issue where I feel like people just go, oh, this is fun. Fuck that. You know, and just throw it away. Just, no, but guys, it's really, you know, because you look at Superior Foes and you look at, sadly you're not reading, so that's why we're not really doing that much on the show, but I'm a huge fan of Superior Foes of Spider-Man. And I'm loving, you know, obviously we're loving all new Ghost Rider. And we really want that to, you know, to be a lot better than where it is right now. Thankfully, though, Amazing Spider-Man is doing well. Because, you know, we do like the idea of this miniseries, and hopefully because of that they make more. You know? And it would be very interesting to see what happens to Clash in the future.
Yeah, because, I was going to guess to that. Yeah. I feel like he's going to become a major player in the main Spider-Man series.
Which is nice, because he can be a major player in anything now. Because, so you know, he's in New York, so he can do a lot. Like, you can just have, like, Iron Man, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, no, who hacked into my systems? It's Clash.
Yeah.
It's Clash in time. It's like, hey, wait a minute, I have that copyrighted. You know? but yeah, it would be very interesting to see where he goes in the future, which is also a nice thought, you know, just to think about. Right? And our last comic, oh dear, we've gone under the 2-hour limit. Oh no, oh my, we're good at our jobs. Even though this isn't a job, we're good at our hobbies. No, but seriously, this is our job. It is, totally. Yes, Silver Surfer number 5. So let's gush on this for 40 minutes.
I mean, we really can if you want to.
We can try, maybe. It was amazing. It's funny. I think it's just so good that it's really hard to gush about. Because, again, it was just so good.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, tell me what you liked about it.
It's just the characters that really drive the story for me. Just the relationship between Dawn and Silver Surfer always just seems so natural. Like, just the very first page starts with Silver Surfer coming down, yelling to me, Dawn Greenwood. She's like, did you just to-me me?
Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah, it was very, it's, that's what I like, yeah, the comedy in this series is done so well, you know, and also the fact that it's basically Doctor Who.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Before we even talk a lot about this issue, I wanna bring up a huge point. Could you mention the sales?
For Silver Surfer?
Yes.
Sure. Issue number 1 debuted in 8th place at 64,000 copies. Issue number 2 debuted
good.
In issue two debuted in 47th place,
which is terrible.
It gets worse. Issue number 3 debuted in 58th place, which is 36,000, and issue number 4 debuted in 94th with 32,000.
Now I'll say this much: it isn't in cancellation range just yet.
But it's getting pretty close.
But the problem. Yeah, that's the issue. It's getting pretty close. I mean, I will admit, not so close if it goes only by one rank each for each month, I will admit, because you look at some of the other series, you know, you look at, let's say, Ghost Rider, and that's getting a little bit too close for comfort.
Oh, yeah.
But this one specifically, it actually isn't as close as you would think, but it's still getting there, and also the fact that it was such a huge drop, where, you know, I recently, and it was only recently where I picked up the Wolverine from the newest running series, the newest Wolverine series, and I picked up the first issue, and I looked at it, and I laughed. Like, I was like, it was like, I picked things up and I put them down, because I immediately thought, you know what, no, like, I didn't even finish the issue. It was that hard to get interested into it, and it's funny, because then, you know, while we don't have the exact numbers on us, because we did this, you know, without the show in mind, we just looked at it, and we laughed our asses off, because of the drop, and I sat there and thought, at least it's not me.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it went from, like, 1 to 50-something.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, people. Which, again, you know, so the point being that, you know, it was pretty bad, right? And we just feel as if, you know, let's say something like Silver Surfer shouldn't be doing that badly, especially when you look at it as, oh, well, it's just like Doctor Who. Well, look at how well Doctor Who does, especially on the Internet, how many people are just gush over it. So, again, they really need to, like, it shouldn't, even though I like being able to promote things, especially on the show, it shouldn't be my job to, let's say, go on Tumblr and be like, hey, everyone who likes Doctor Who, go read Silver Surfer.
Exactly.
You know? should not be my job. You know, it should be everyone else's job who says basically, oh, hey, you know, like, you know, who promotes comic books, especially on TV. You know, try to somehow find a way to, while, you know, Doctor Who is airing on BBC America, even, you know, there are ads. In, you know, in BBC, sadly, there's no ads in the UK with BBC One, but there are ads in America, you know, when you watch it on BBC America, Doctor Who, or any other British shows that are on BBC America. So, you should be able to promote Silver Surfer and be like, do you like Doctor Who? Then you might like the new Silver Surfer series.
Exactly.
And, like, it's getting to the point where I want to make little tiny promos for their comics and just send it to everyone and make them go viral.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something about it that just makes me want to go, just, let's just do voiceovers and just talk about the coolest things that are in these new comic book series, and then just try to send them all around and get people who might be like, you know what, yeah, maybe I do want to read that Silver Surfer series.
Exactly.
You know, because there's just so much good about this, and if this gets canceled by issue 6 or even by issue 10 or 12, like, this is a series that I would want to go for 100 issues.
Easily.
Yes, and I understand if by issue 50 you're like, all right, I don't want this girl to be on for that much longer, because just like with Doctor Who, companions' time can be, they can wear out their welcome,
yeah.
Right? And I understand that, but you can easily take other people on Earth, you know what I mean? Like, or even from space, things can happen, right?
Exactly.
So it's a bit of an issue that I think that this could end with so little issues to it. And then it also sadly makes people think, oh, well, I guess they just don't like these fun little stories. Wrong!
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in love with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the second they announce it's, you know, a TPB, you know, a trade paperback, I'm going to buy it, regardless of price. I might buy it full price, just because. And you know me. Yes. And you know me. I usually wait a while, or I even try to, let's say, get it from Amazon. No, I'm probably just going to go right up to my local comic book store, right into the new comic book, you know, TPB aisle, and just aisle, as if it's as big to have an aisle, but that section, right? And just pull it out and be like, I'm getting you immediately. Because it's just such a good thing. Like, it's just, and again, if you haven't picked it up yet, please do. I mean, honestly, I would even say, we don't say to download things illegally. We don't promote that at all. But if you're really sitting there like, I'm not going to spend my hard-earned money. I don't even know what I'm going to get. You know, I don't trust these guys. I don't trust those guys. Well, you know what? Somehow manage to acquire the first issue without paying for it, even if it's borrowing it from a friend, right?
Exactly.
And because I assure you that if you like Doctor Who, or if you just want to have something that can take you out of your world right now, but not put you in a world filled with war and strife, you will be into Silver Surfer, and it will hook you in, and you'll think, you know what? Yeah, I want to read some more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, hell, this issue had Doctor Strange and Hulk in it as buddy cops, basically, which is a hilarious thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and there was, oh my God, so many great lines that we can't even quote them all. Do you have any that you want to bring up?
My personal favorite is actually in the very end of the book when everything has, like, been
resolved. I knew it. I know what it is.
Yeah, you know exactly where I'm going, don't you?
Yeah.
It's just the little kid looking up at the Hulk.
Yeah.
He's just like, so you're green all over? Yes. You're really strong? Strongest one there is. How do you pee from a mile away? It's like,
yeah, I have that quoted. Just, how do you pee from a mile away? Parentheses, kid to Hulk. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's just the most fun book out there right now, I would argue.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, you know, and it was very hard to say this because there were a lot of good books in the last 2 weeks, but I would say that this was the best book.
I think this has actually been our best book every single time it's been in the category.
Which is funny. We have a streak. We might have to go back and check that, but I would say that, yeah, I mean, there's... It's just a really good series, you know? And that's what upsets me, I think, is that, you know, and I understand why it is what it is, but the fact that we have something like, let's say, you know, Spider-Man, which of course will never get canceled anyway, but we have something like Spider-Man, which it can have the worst story in the world, which isn't where it's at right now, actually. It's fairly entertaining right now, but it can have the worst story in the world. But it probably would not drop out of the top 10 unless something crazy happened, like Peter Parker and the entire, you know, and everyone that he loves and his family got shot and died, you know?
It's even worse when you take into account that it's the exact same writer for both books.
Exactly. The exact same writer, you know, so it's just, I wish there's going to be a crossover. There has to be some kind of crossover. Maybe they think, no, but please save our series, you know, to themselves. You know what I mean? Like, Slott talking to Marvel and going, look, put him in Amazing Spider-Man. Let's see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would be extremely excited with that. Just, you know, just, hello, Spider-Man. Hey, Surfer. You got a girlfriend? Not. Like, both of them just look at each other, just like both Surfer and then Dawn. Not exactly. You know? All right, so, I mean, just taking chicks on your board now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it would be really funny. It would be nice, and I hope that they can meet, you know, because it would be, you know, and I don't know. I really like this story, and I would hate for it to just continue via miniseries, even though there have been some nice miniseries stories, especially, you know, with the whole Deadpool kills everything situation.
Yeah.
They were nice. But, I mean, you know, a long-running series really does help, especially something like Silver Surfer where, you know, for a while I think all of us only thought of him as a very stoic guy who barely said anything, who was only just, you know, I wish to save this planet. And that's all he would say, you know?
Exactly.
It's nice to see this kind of depth in a way that doesn't make him... I mean, you know what also can be a problem? I think a lot of people just wanted it to be, I am stoic saving planets. So maybe they were actually very turned off by the fact that it resembles Doctor Who. But I still think that because it resembles Doctor Who and because Dan Slott is a fan of Doctor Who, if they really tried to market that, they could actually get a ton of people into it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, even if it comes down to, like, even if, let's say, sadly, we don't get people walking into comic book stores, but we do get people ordering issues off of Amazon or something, you know, there's a lot, or ordering the, you know, like, it turns into a thing where, let's say, a lot of people are like me, where they go, you know what, I don't really want to get the issues, but the second they learn that there's a trade paperback, the pre-orders spike, I mean, through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're like, oh, you know, and Slott can say something like, oh, well, you know, the issues aren't doing so well, but look at these paperbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, you know, because sadly they don't normally help, but they do, they are a, they will help, like, okay, there are certain series right now that are in the 20,000 range, but if they're doing very well with trade paperbacks, it can actually keep them afloat.
Exactly.
So we need to make sure that, you know, it's like, we need to somehow make sure that people will be purchasing this series somehow, because it's just so good. And again, if you're listening and you like the series, go out and get someone to buy it. Or at least lend them one of your copies and let them get into it. Because it's just such a good, good series. You know, I've just heard of people just getting into, let's say, Scott Pilgrim, just by not even the movie, just by reading one graphic novel and going, honestly, I am currently hooked.
Exactly.
You know, that's all it takes. So don't be stingy. Lend your books out. Unless they're limited, then never mind.
Exactly.
Keep them in your home. But we're at the end of our show today. We've done it. We always break the... for some reason, it never takes us that long.
It's always a half hour early.
It's always a half hour. That's now we need to start doing a hour and a half beat the clock challenge. Which we can do. I think if we miss a week in the near future, we're going to have to do that. Where it's just, you've seen us do a 2 hour, but now see us do 1.5 hours. Are these guys serious? Slightly. Mostly. Yeah. See, but anyway, so yeah, so we're at the end of our show. I would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. Remember to like us on Facebook, because if you like us on Facebook, or wait, yes, you like us on Facebook. Now I have to deal with Facebook and Twitter. Then liking, following, just like click the button that allows you to somewhat subscribe to a page.
Right? You're making a mistake. No one uses Facebook now. It's all Instagram.
Well, we don't have an Instagram because we're a damn radio show. We have no pictures.
Post a picture of our microphones every week.
Post a picture of our microphones. It's a picture of my phone. I use this to talk on the radio, everybody. But anyway, so like I was saying, you have to like us on Facebook. If you still have a Facebook, or if you actually ever had one, like us on Facebook, because you'll get a lot of our different shows, like This Week in Comics. Also, we do WWE shows on Monday, sometimes on Friday, sometimes even on Tuesday. And, of course, if there is a pay-per-view, we'll be there. Right? And also would like to mention that we also do weekly Dragon Ball Z shows based on the different movies that are coming out. So sometime this week, we will be doing Dragon Ball Z Fusion Reborn. Now, when will we be doing that, right? Like, you might be thinking, well, Matt, when is it going to happen? Like our Facebook. You will find out. Or follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. And you will not only find that, but also funny cat pictures and other funny pictures. I'm definitely showing Superman's WWE belt on our Twitter account. So yeah, so definitely, you know, check out our Twitter. Also, if you want to promote yourself on our page, because we do get a decent amount of listeners, and of course, you know, again, any small time or even any big time corporations, you know, want to promote themselves on our program. Again, please, we said this before on our other shows. Please contact us. You know, our email is thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, and we would gladly promote whatever it is, you know, you would like us to promote. And also, speaking of promotions.
Hey, Anthony.
Hello there, Matt.
Tell people what you do.
I do, one of which includes making custom figures for your amusement.
Yes, for my own personal amusement, but it could also be for your own personal amusement. Basically, what you need to do is you need to get on Anthony's Instagram or on his Blogspot. Now, tell him about your Instagram.
My Instagram is geek4lifeblog, the number 4. And on there you can find various posts, some promoting this show, which is always a good thing to listen to, and
yep,
some that will just showcase new pieces that I've finished or that are a work in progress. If you follow me on there, you'll get new updates about that. You can also direct message me any requests if you want to make a deal. Maybe we can talk pricing, and maybe you can get your own custom figure.
Yes, because, I mean, and of course, you know, you like them on Instagram. You can see it's like or follow.
Follow.
Oh, I don't know anything. I'm old. If you follow him on Instagram, you can see a lot of his different pictures because, you know, I know that you've done a Superior Spider-Man.
Yes.
Which currently does not exist, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Right. So in theory, right, if someone's, you know, that is the only one in existence in terms of, you know, like, I mean, of course, I'm sure maybe there are other people out there who've made figures or whatever, but if they see yours, they'll think, damn, that's pretty damn good, because it is, and you're very talented, and of course, you also do something called kit bashing. Do you want to explain to everyone what kit bashing is?
Of course. So let's say you're looking for a specific version of a character. Like, let's say you want Batman in his armor or something to that extent, and there isn't a figure of that. I can take a base figure of a Batman. I can take other parts from other different figures or characters, and including limbs, weapons, whatever, and can take them apart and reassemble them into one, give them a new paint job, and that is a kit-bashed custom figure.
Right, and that matters because, again, you know, it'll be something that will not exist anywhere else, usually, especially if you're asking. I mean, you know, like, let's say something like there are a lot of Dragon Ball Z fan fiction out there, something called Dragon Ball Z AF, After Future. Look that up. You know, there are a lot of character designs for that Anthony could easily do for you, so long as, you know, you talk price with him, you PM him for the exact design that you want, and of course, you know that the price will sometimes involve, you know, paint and things like that. But again, for the price of a custom figure, and of course, Geek, the number 4, Geek4Life blog, you'll see the quality that comes from Anthony, right? And of course, tell them about your Blogspot.
The Blogspot is called figuresandgeeks.blogspot.com, and while I do occasionally post a custom figure or two on there, that's mainly where you can go for reviews of comic books, TV shows, movies, pretty much anything in the realm of pop culture, I'll try to review on there.
Yes, via video reviews, yes?
Sometimes video, sometimes text-based.
Right, yeah, so sometimes articles and stuff like that, just reviewing the latest, you know, some of the latest figures or things like that. You know, sometimes completely independent of our show because Anthony does things too. Anthony has a life. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay, Anthony. So, yeah, so anyway, we'd like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. Anything you want to say before we have to head out, Anthony?
You should buy Silver Surfer.
Yeah, just please buy Silver Surfer. Why not? Why would you not buy Silver Surfer?
Also buy Ghost Rider. Don't let these books get canceled.
Oh, Ghost Rider? You mean Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage?
Oh, God, no.
Good night, everyone.
No.
No, not the bees?
Bye-bye.